The rural needs for a stimulus package. Welcome and hello everyone with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, pretty much everyone agrees that the nation needs some kind of economic boost, but the debate in Congress is about the best way to do that. Jonna Miller has more.
There's really only been one topic on Capitol Hill this week, the economic stimulus package.
There's no question that the economy's in the tank and that Washington needs to do something to improve our country's economic situation. But what should be done and how much money should be spent fixing things is what's being debated.
American Farm Bureau budget specialist Pat Wolf says there are quite a few things in the stimulus package for rural America, like money for improving the nation's infrastructure, including broadband to rural areas.
Farmers, ranchers, and other businesses in rural areas need to do business in a modern way, and that means over the internet. Rural areas are lacking in broadband services. It's a deterrent to new businesses moving in, and it means that farmers and ranchers and their neighbors don't have access to services that people in urban areas have.
But farmers and ranchers are concerned about Buy America provisions that they worry could cost U.S. jobs if other countries retaliate by cutting imports of American products.
The American economy is built on trade. And if we say we're only going to buy American products, what are other countries going to do? We depend on trade, and this is an anti-trade provision.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Now, the stated goal for the stimulus package is from everyone, the House, Senate, and the President, is to have something done before the President's Day recess. Well, the 2007 Census of Agriculture says the number of farms in the U.S. has grown 4%, and the operators of those farms have become more diverse in the past 5 years. The census counted 2.2 million farms in the United States, a net increase of almost 76,000. These new farms tend to have more diversified production, fewer acres, lower sales, and younger operators who also work off the farm. Have a safe day. Join us Monday on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.